Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme this week is a little bit different from what I normally share on the podcast, and we are in episode 605 today. Well, the theme happens to revolve around the Book of Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, who is a very famous Roman emperor, way back in AD 121 through 180. And he wrote down his reflections, not as an emperor of Rome at the time, but rather as a common man. He wrote down his reflections of life, and he never intended these to become public. They were discovered later after his death and published, and his reflections have become a classic book, and their insight into the very popular Stoicism of the time have been very powerful. And it's not the kind of book that you can really sit down and read all in one sitting, because each statement is so profound. It's almost as if you need to reflect a little bit on each statement. So I've gone through his book very slowly and reflectively, and that's what made me decide to create a meditation series for you. And so what I'll be doing this week is I'll be sharing with you a quote that I thought was interesting, and then I'll be customizing a meditation around that quote. And I'll still be going through the different meditation techniques that I always share with you each day. So as today is a Monday, as I record this for you, we'll do an affirmation. So let me go ahead and read to you the quote for today. Now, Stoicism, if you're not familiar with it, it is actually emerging as quite a popular movement today as well, especially among entrepreneurs and business people. And it has to do with becoming your best self, doing what's right, and finding inner peace even in an often chaotic world by using your best judgment and acting morally. So in a way, it's accepting what comes your way and accepting it still with hope, accepting it as it's just part of life. This is what life is about. People experience these different emotions. We all experience them. There's no need to become so caught up in them. So it's a very interesting perspective. And I actually really like the perspective. So let me go ahead and share with you the quote that I chose for today. Now, before I share it with you, though, I'd like you to go ahead and settle yourself into your meditation. Go ahead and sit up straight with your spine nice and straight. We'll begin to relax different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Relax your eyes, close them gently, and keep them just slightly uplifted. This will keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw, soften your throat, relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach and let it hang out softly With each inhale, feel it rise upward as it expands with air. And as you exhale through your nose, feel your stomach sink back down as it contracts. This is the best way for you to be breathing. It allows you to oxygenate your entire body. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. How do you feel right now? Honor how you feel. Stoicism is all about honoring how you feel, allowing it, and then transition to a place of peace. Notice your breath as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Feeling the cool, refreshing air into your nose and noticing the air hot as you exhale through your nose. Doesn't it feel great just to do this? Now, I'm going to read the quote to you, and I'd like you to have this be the theme for your meditation today. So your intention, and then I'm going to share an affirmation with you, and we'll repeat it the same way we repeat every affirmation each Monday, where you really absorb it in different levels of your conscience. You repeat the affirmation out loud using your full voice, really putting the sound and power of your voice behind the affirmation. And then we'll repeat the affirmation in your natural voice. And then you'll repeat it in a whisper. And then you'll repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. And then finally, you will mentally repeat the affirmation. This allows you to absorb it on many different levels of your conscience. So that's how we will do it, as I guide you into the affirmation after I share with you a quote by the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. And here it is. This is from book 6, number 15. And I'll leave a link to this in my website at sipandom.com. You can head over there. And I'll also leave it on my Facebook page at sipandom.com. So, here it goes. Some things are hurrying into existence, and others are hurrying out of it. And of that which is coming into existence, part is already extinguished. Motions and changes are continually renewing the world, just as the uninterrupted course of time is always renewing the infinite duration of ages. In this flowing stream, then, on which there is no abiding, what is there of the things that hurry by, on which a man would set a high price? This reminds me of how we've advanced technologically. Our lifestyle has had many enhancements because of technology over the centuries, over the millennia. However, what has remained constant is our emotions. And this is what strikes me most about Marcus Aurelius's meditations, because he's making these reflections in Rome as an emperor when he lived in AD 121 through 180. Yet the reflections he's making are so deep and profound and so applicable today. Our thinking has not changed. So although we make huge strides technologically with things around us, we still have strife, we still have conflict, we still are stressed, we're still overwhelmed. Our life is supposedly becoming easier, but we have the same stresses. And part of what this quote is about is accepting your life exactly as it is, because the moment any event happens, it becomes closer to the time where it will end. And so I've created the affirmation for you today to accept your life as it is. And this affirmation is, I love my life exactly as it is. So we'll repeat this in the way that I mentioned to you. We would repeat it. We'll start repeating it in a strong voice. I love my life exactly as it is. I love my life exactly as it is. I love my life exactly as it is. Notice how you feel. Now, repeat the affirmation in your normal voice. I love my life exactly as it is. I love my life exactly as it is. I love my life exactly as it is. Notice how you feel. Now repeat the affirmation in a whisper. Notice how you feel. Now repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. Repeat it 3 times without any sound coming out at all. Beautiful. Now mentally repeat the affirmation silently. Very nice. How do you feel? Do you notice the difference? Each time you repeated it, you likely felt different, some part of you. Notice where you feel this in your body. Continue in your meditation, giving gratitude for your life exactly as it is, knowing that whatever you're going through now has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It will pass. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.